Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Never a shortage of news, folks. Because what's news anyway? Things that are new to us. And our taste in news varies. I can tell you what's news to me may not be news to you. I liken it to being at somebody's house and they're flipping through TV channels. And you see a place where you'd like them to stop, but they keep on clicking. Click, 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 click. And all you hope is that, you know, and some of these, as they're panning through the different scenes or whatever, the guide, I guess is what you call it, that they'll finally see something that you both like and you'll go, oh, they stopped there. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's funny, when that happens at the house, Melissa will come in and she handles it differently. She says, have you found something we both like? Because I'm going to stop on golf. I'm going to stop on fishing. I'm going to stop on those true life cop murder mystery shows, which Eva happens to hate. And, you know, those are the things that interest me. And what's funny, my son, he's big on Criminal Minds and he likes those kind of mystery things too. He's not big on golf and fishing, but he does like, you know, some of that does fall off on him in terms of my likes. But yeah, you just keep going and you're hoping. Okay, so when she comes in, usually what I end up doing is just toss the remote and say, stop wherever you want. If it's on fried green tomatoes, okay. Right, fellas? I mean, if you're smart, you just say, enough is enough. I'm not going to worry too much about it. But some of the things that do constitute news these days, I have to admit, it amazes me. Now, I understand. See, there's news and then there are things that are of interest. In other words, TV is very a little different, so the metaphor doesn't fit exactly. But I think you get the point. Is that if you craft your news from Google News and I craft mine, it's probably going to be, you know, different. I don't think ours would be that different because we're all somewhat yoked in the same stuff, right? I mean, we have a, you know, there's certain stories that are going to capture the hearts and minds and attention of conservatives or even just politicos in general. If you were to see something like Hillary Clinton hospitalized, I bet both sides of the aisle would go see what that story is about. So I do understand that there's news. I understand that there's wonky news and nerdy news that people would look at me and go, that's pretty weird. It's kind of like, I don't know, sexual preferences. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, I don't want to come down hard on people for the things that I think are strange news, but there are some things that I do find, like, really? This is a story? You know, we talked about the Royals, Tom. I don't find that a story. I just don't. Now, I do understand people's fascination with it. My son and I, we were talking about this the other day. Actually, we were at the mall, all of us, and I said to Melissa, I went, man, when I was a kid, this would have been the bomb. And my son goes, because it is. You know, we took him back up there the other night for him to hang out with his friends. But it was a thrill to go. This mall was vibrant. These young kids, you know, my son's age are binking around. He knows all of them because they play baseball together and he goes to football games with them. And, you know, they're 16-year-old boys. So they're up there, you know, checking out the young girls and what have you. So you get it, right? But I just remember thinking, can we get out of here? It is such a matter of perspective. So again, news, my news, in the case of the mall, is like, can we just go in, get what we're supposed to get for him, and leave? And he's like, oh my God, this is amazing. He's mind blown. And as I said, that's what the kids are doing. And Melissa was like, yeah, you're right. Well, this is we live to go to the food court. Anyway, I don't get some of this stuff though. What somebody's wearing. Oh, look at so-and-so. She's scantily clad on the beach in Saint-Tropez or whatever. You know, or who just started dating who, or who just broke up. I just saw a story. Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy break up. They used to be friends. He was a comedian on her show, Chelsea Lately. And apparently they started dating at some point, and now, you know, they've broken up. Really? Do I care? Well, they're still friends. Joe says they're still friends. Chelsea says, we're not really friends because he hasn't been fully accountable for what he did. Now, nobody's saying what he did. And, oh, by the way, Chelsea appeared on Brooke Shields' podcast. This is what we compete against when we're trying to make sense of the world. Now, here's what's interesting, the sidebar to that little crazy story, which, by the way, is the real news story. Brooke Shields is supposed to be a big-time conservative. I believe she is. And, you know, I know she was very chaste until marriage or what have you. And so here's Brookie interviewing probably one of the most notorious bad girls of Hollywood, Chelsea Lately. I'm getting... Where's that smell coming from? There's a thing that it takes my breath away. I can't handle smells, perfumes, things like that anymore. These guys know it. Are y'all doing stuff to me? Anyway, long story short, it's amazing to me that Brooke Shields, one of the most conservative girls in Hollywood, you know, is interviewing one of the least conservative people in Hollywood, which is fine. That's a good thing, that people are putting their politics aside in all this, and here's Chelsea spilling her guts. And you know what she's spilling her guts about? She says, Joe still expects me to do things that, you know, she goes, I've changed. I'm no longer this 20, 25-year-old girl. I'll let you decide what that was. I'm an evolved person. I don't know what Joe's expecting from his girlfriend, from what was previously his best friend, who's made him a career in some degree because she brought him on the show. I guess I'm just annoyed that there's this, I don't know what you call it, but there's this weird thing going on in what we define as news, and I don't think it is news. I think we have more important issues to be talking about, even in the metaphor, okay? Look, I got to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-1259. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Going to warn you in advance, this is a different show today. As we get to the end of the year, you start reflecting on different things. And to be honest with you, it's just my mind gets very eclectic this time of the year because we're post-Christmas holidays, which is great. It isn't post for my family because my youngest son's birthday is between now and the end of the year. So we've got to prep for that. Then we're prepping for New Year's. Then I'm also prepping for business and getting all of our taxes and all that stuff done. So my mind's all over the place. I ain't gonna lie. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about news and what constitutes news. And let me tell you, as you look back and you reflect on the year and you say, well, Kevin, we should do a reflection show and everything that happened during the year. Are you kidding? Can you summarize this crazy year? Can you summarize what these leftists did to us in yet another series of stolen elections? Can you summarize the lies that they continue to tell about J6? The lies that they tell about COVID that's being discovered with Twitter? You already knew. You didn't need anybody to tell you what I'm telling you about this stuff right now. But really, what summary do you need? Do you need a summary on Hunter Biden? Do you need a summary on the big guy? Do you need a summary on what Hillary Clinton did to this republic? What the DOJ did actively to thwart you and then make you feel like you were the one? It's kind of like you're in a relationship and you catch your dude messing around and he's like, well, it's your fault. You know, you got the body of a 30-year-old runway model, and he's like, yeah, but it's all on you. As he went messing around with some checkout girls, you know, whatever. You get the point. I don't need to spell it out for you. It's your fault. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I feel like that's what the Democrats want us to. I'm messing with the mic a little bit here. The Democrats want us to, no matter how good we behave, no matter how good we are, it's your fault. Okay, so what? I spent all the money, you know, and I'm sounding like Rodney Dangerfield for just a second. So what? I spent all the money, the college fund, gambling, and doing stupid stuff. It isn't my fault. It's your fault. Why'd you let me do it? I feel, oh my goodness, I'm getting charged up now. Suddenly the show's got a little more energy, doesn't it? But I'm talking about what constitutes news and what do we want to reflect on? What do we want to carry into 2023 as our lessons? Let me tell you, the lesson is the media are lying skanks. The Democrats are lying skanks. The Department of Justice and this government of ours is full of nothing but lying skanks. We don't have two parties. We have a uniparty that is full of lying skanks who do not want us to succeed in the business of being human beings. They don't want us to succeed at even being Americans, for goodness sakes. Can we pick one? Will you let us either humanize or Americanize ourselves and leave us alone? Of course they can't. So I'm going to give you another example. Spice Girl. This is a new story. Spice Girl Mel C. She's the dark girl that used to be the, you know, British black chick who was on America's Got Talent or something. Nice, seems like a very bubbly, nice lady if you take the politics out, right? Anyway, she drops out of the Polish New Year's Eve concert due to, you ready, anti-LGBTQ policies. That's right. Again, folks, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anti-LGBTQ policies. Now, look, conservatives, I'm gonna say it again because I want you to understand I don't have any fear over this. I do not believe in the LGBTQ lifestyle. I don't. But I don't care what they do. See, I can say that because I'm very comfortable in the NGMW lifestyle, the not gay male man woman in the NGMWQ, which we're still going to fight for those Qs. Because just if you're questioning, you can be questioning on my side of the aisle too. So the not gay man woman society that I formed years ago and got kicked off Facebook for because they claimed that I was anti-LGBTQ, and I said I am not at all. And we stated that. We absolutely love the LGBTQ. We're going to fight for the Qs, but we love them. We just happen to like ourselves better. Is that okay? And I had gay people write to me on, oh, Kevin, you're just mocking us. I'm not mocking you. I'm no more mocking you than I am celebrating myself. And if you don't get it, same on you. See, here's the deal. If you're going to celebrate yourself, don't be mad that I celebrate myself. So I'm getting off subject here. Point is, anti-LGBTQ, what are we anti? I am anti that in as much as I'm pro my side. I could say to them, "What? Why are you anti-NGMWQ? Why are you anti-man, woman, not gay, not gay man, woman? Why are you?" Okay, you get it? So this idea that she won't perform, Mel C is not going to perform unless the Polish people admit to some wrong. You better admit your evil thoughts or whatever, that you don't like the LGBTQ way of life. Okay, I admit it. I don't like it. Now, can we just go sing? Are they being oppressed? What's happening to them to such a degree that we have completely lost our sensibilities about things, and we now favor one group, which, by the way, is the minority group, over the majority of people. We favor them. And every time they pick up an alphabet, a letter in the alphabet, they supposedly gather more steam. Look, these people have, Dave Chappelle calls them the alphabet group. They have more groups now that have joined inside of this movement that they like to call it. And you say to yourselves, okay, you know why you got to keep adding letters? Which I do, too, with the NGMW, but as a joke. Do you know why they keep adding letters? Because there's not enough people to give a crap. You want to know why? Nobody's oppressing them. We're not doing anything to the LGBT.
Oh, Kevin, LGBT are being thrown off of buildings and to their death.
Yeah, in the Middle East. Not here. LGBT own buildings here. Entire buildings. There are entire buildings full of them. There are places where there are more LGBT people hanging out than non-LGBT, than NGMWs, okay? And we don't care. But we got to keep it, let's keep it alive. We got to keep it alive. That's news. It's news that some girl, Mel C, she's so woke. Look at her. She's so brave on behalf of the LGBT. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm sick of this. This is lies of bravery. Lies of wokeness. She is no more woke than any of us. The only thing that she can't do, she can't admit that. Are you gay, Mel C? Because if you're LGBTQ, congratulations. If you're not, shut your trap. Nobody cares.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nearly 2,500 and climbing again. That's how many airline flights have been canceled so far today. FlightAware counts another 1,800 delayed. And the vast majority of those canceled and delayed flights are once again from Southwest Airlines.
We survived 4 days in Orlando with zero baggage. I mean, we didn't have, you know, medicines or toiletries, changes of clothes.
Southwest passenger Gino Hara and family did make it home to Indianapolis. Rain is drenching the west coast. The first system dumped inches of rain on the coast and feet of snow on the mountains. Denver got about a foot of snow overnight. Pope Benedict is said to be of sound mind, but not body. The Vatican says the 95-year-old Pope Emeritus remains in grave condition. Benjamin Netanyahu is again the Prime Minister of Israel, sworn in today, leading a coalition of far-right parties. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a lot of talk around this congressman. His name is George Santos. And apparently, we conservatives, we Republicans or what have you, are calling out Congressman-elect George Santos, who managed to win in New York City's 3rd Congressional District, essentially by pulling Democratic tactics. And I got to tell you, it makes me chuckle, this guy. He makes me chuckle. This situation makes me chuckle. I'm a bit gleeful. I'll explain. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Welcome. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, here's the deal. George Santos is a pathological liar. He does not deserve to serve in office in any way, shape, or form. George Santos should be banned from public office. And he is the GOP's version of Joe Biden. I love this guy. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republic I can. No, he's not that. Is that right? You know what I mean? Republican Icon. He's not that. He is a liar. And I know we need principled people in D.C., not more liars. Yet, I find myself cheering for this villain. 844-551 8255. I say to this guy, Strong J George, for getting yourself elected with the nasty, dirty nonsense of leftism, and then Republicans, conservatives in particular, doing what we're supposed to do and putting this guy on Front Street. But I got to tell you, there's a part of me that says, let's let him do what he do. This guy lied about everything, and he got elected. He is the GOP version of Joe Biden with a little bit of a sprinkle of some AOC sauce on there, you know, just to add a little bit of special sauce to it, you know, and stuff. Yeah. He can never be trusted, but he's perfect for the politics of the day. He's perfect for the politics of New York City in the 3rd District. And he's perfect for the politics of the Uniparty. Please allow me to put George Santos as plainly as I can for you folks. He represents 90%+ of all the D.C. politicians. I don't care, regardless of party. He represents them. See, they fudge their resumes. They pretend that they're bigger than life. Oh, here's what I did, and here's what I did, and I did this, and I did that. And at the end of the day, you look, we've had, some of us have had great roles in our businesses and in our jobs that we had, and some of us had menial roles. I can tell you this. Unless you were born with a silver spoon and your daddy or mama handed you a company, you were a peon at multiple companies. If you did anything good, you were a peon. You had to work your way up, and people had to look at you and go, I wonder if this person's going to be successful. You know, that's the way it was. So we're grilling this guy over lying about academic credentials. As the guy who sits in the White House in a coup perpetrated by people inside of the government of the United States did exactly the same thing. It was funny. When this subject came up and people were talking about it, Santos said, you should see. It's funny because, sometimes you think, I live in a vacuum. Nobody's really paying attention. There are people that are going, okay, so Joe Biden, who lied, I was the tops of my law class, and I had 3 degrees, and then they go back and they find, nope, it was a lie. He was number 75 of 86 or something. He was at the close enough to the bottom to where he shouldn't even be thinking. He wasn't even in the top half of his law class. He says he was in the top percentage or graduated tops in his class. Who knows with Biden, right? So people called him out for that. Then they called him out for the number of degrees that he had gotten. He only had one. He was claiming multiples. I talk about degrees. I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, period. So, go look at the record. It's not, were there smarter kids in my college? Absolutely. Lloyd, I'm not going to say his last name, but he is a true rocket scientist, works at Raytheon. Sandy. That girl was brilliant. I can name others. You know how I remember them? Because they were genuinely smart. Oh, I was smart. A little bit lazy at times, but I was smart. And went on to work on some very interesting projects. But anyway, going back to George. So and Biden. So George says, here's my academic record. George didn't even go to college. But what's funny is there were people that came to protect Joe Biden as we were doing a compare and contrast between George and Joe. And people were like, okay, great. So Joe Biden claimed he was a professor of law and all kinds of stuff. And when they laid it out that he graduated from the bottom of his class, he only had one degree. He barely got out of law school. I don't know how many times he took the bar, passed the bar, whatever. But somebody finally said, yeah, that's your guy? This is the guy you want to tout as your what? He's your academic, icon? Unbelievable. So, George, I love it. I love that we're having this discussion because it brings Joe Biden into clear focus. But then somebody went on and said, oh, yeah. And what about the guy who lied and said that his wife died when a trucker hit her, when in fact she was trying to commit suicide? And I thought to myself, oh, be still my heart. Somebody else knows this story. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it quite a bit. And I talk about it because what I want you to understand about Joe Biden is he's willing to use his family in order to further his career. And he didn't care about the impact of that on his sons. And while he's showering with little Ashley butt naked, he didn't care what the impact was going to be. What other lies is this man told? The lies of the Camelot relationship between him and Jill, where they both plotted against their spouses, so much so that Joe's decided to commit suicide and dang near kill the entire family, but instead only killed herself and his daughter. And Joe was calling a trucker who was cruising down the road. It could have been anybody. And he said that man was a drunk. Still to this day has not apologized to that family. George Santos, let me tell you something, brother. Welcome to the political game. This is the guy that won New York's New York 3, a Democratic district. He pulled an AOC, boy, lying through his crooked teeth. I mean, I got to applaud this dude. See, we're grilling this guy over this stuff, and we have a pathological liar in the White House. Now, I don't have a problem with conservatives filleting George Santos. But let's make sure we keep things in perspective. George Santos is D.C. He is the nature of politics. Here's how they explain it. Long Island Congressman George Santos came clean, admitting that he lied on the campaign trail about his education and work experience. This guy said he worked for Goldman Sachs and one of the other firms, Goldman Sachs and not Lehman. Anyway, two big companies. It was a lie. And you know why he said it? Because old George knew when you use certain buzzwords, people go, oh, Goldman Sachs, well, he must be smart. Oh, he graduated from so-and-so. He must be smart. Let me tell you, go look at the resumes of the majority of people in D.C. Go pull them. And you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to fire 90% of D.C. for doing what? Lying on federal documents. They're liars. They puff up their credentials, and this is why they, oh, I graduated from Princeton. I graduated from so-and-so. Because it's all to credentialize themselves. You want to know why? Insecurity. They're not good at what they do. All they're good at is sucking up and trying to figure out what's the best thing I can do to get ahead, even at the expense, folks, of the American public. They're willing to do it. And George said, you know what? I see the game being played here. AOC, all these people play this game. Let's play the game. And you know what old George did? He won. He beat the Democrats at their own game. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Congressman-elect Santos, thank you for joining us today. First question I really want to ask you, now that all this has been revealed, is what does the word integrity mean to you?
Well, Tulsi, thank you for having me. You know, to answer your question, integrity is very important. And like I said to the New York Post, embellishing
what does it mean, though?
Was a mistake.
What does it mean? Because the meaning of the word actually matters in practice.
Of course, it means to carry yourself in an honorable way. And I made a mistake. And I think humans are flawed, and we all make mistakes, Tulsi. I think we can all look at ourselves in the mirror and admit that once in our life we made a mistake. I'm having to admit this in national television for the whole country to see, and I have the courage to do so because I believe that in order to move past this and move forward and be an effective member of Congress, I have to face my mistakes, and I'm facing them. The reality is that I remain committed to doing everything I set forward in my campaign. I'm not a fraud. I'm not a fake. I didn't materialize from thin air. I worked damn hard to get where I got my entire life. Life wasn't easy. It didn't start off easy. As I've said it many, many times, I come from abject poverty. I made some mistakes, and I own up to them. And now I want to put this past me so I can deliver for the American people.
The thing is, Congressman-elect, integrity means, yes, carrying yourself with honor, but it means telling the truth, being a person of integrity. And if I were one of those in New York's 3rd District right now that the election is over, and I'm finding out all of these lies that you've told, not just one little lie or one little embellishment, these are blatant lies. My question is, do you have no shame? Do you have no shame in the people who are now you're asking to trust you to go and be their voice for them, their families, and their kids in Washington?
Tulsi, I can say the same thing about the Democrats and the party. Look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been lying to the American people for 40 years. He's the president of the United States. Democrats resoundingly support him. Do they have no shame?
I've made this very clear. This is not about the Democratic Party, though. This is about your relationship, frankly, with the people who've entrusted you to go and fight for them. And I think one of the questions that really probably hits home to a lot of people is are you Jewish? We've got a letter that your campaign sent out earlier this year, which reads as follows. As a proud American Jew, I've been to Israel numerous times for educational, business, and leisurely trips. You said there in that letter that you are, quote, a proud American Jew. How do you explain that?
My heritage is Jewish. I've always identified as Jewish. I was raised a practicing Catholic. I think I've gone through this. Not being raised a practicing Jew, I've always joked with friends and circles, even with in the campaign, I'd say, guys, I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic. So, look, I understand everybody wants to nitpick at me. I'm going to reassure this once and for all. I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. I have an extensive career that I worked really hard to achieve.
I'm going to cut that clip there just because we're going to run out of time because there's just so much to talk about. So Tulsi's grilling him on integrity. Humans are flawed. Here's what he says. He says, I'm admitting my mistakes publicly. I'm committed to the campaign. I didn't materialize from thin air, even though a lot of what he is about did materialize from thin air. And he says he came from poverty and he made mistakes. And I got to tell you, I as I was going through this guy's story, I was chuckling the entire time. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. They said he misrepresented a number of claims, including where he attended college and his alleged employment history with high-profile Wall Street firms. And as I said earlier, if you're going to play the game, play it, baby. Play it big. And that's what he did. He says he never worked for Goldman Sachs or Citigroup, chalking the fib up to, quote, a poor choice of words. He says the company that he worked with them. So, ergo, you know, ipso facto, he worked for them. He also admitted he never graduated from any college, despite claiming to have received a degree from Baruch in 2010. I didn't graduate from any institution of higher learning, which, by the way, I say is a feather in his cap. He should have led with that one. He says, I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume. See, this is where let me just stop there for a second and let you know. This is where we look at the college education. Oh, well, he needs to apologize. He said he went to college and he didn't go to college. He doesn't need to apologize. He should say, I proudly didn't go to college. Why would I waste my time in that cesspool of one-way thinking when I was out starting a business or doing it? I don't know what he did, but in this case, you know, he's probably a liar. But this story gets even better. It gets better and better. So I'm going to move on here. He says he was accused of lying about his family history, saying on his campaign website that his mother was Jewish, which they just covered that. His grandparents escaped the Nazis during World War II. He now says that he's clearly Catholic, but claimed his grandmother told stories about being Jewish and later converting to Catholicism. Now, here's what I love about what he did with the whole thing.
in case you want to know what he was doing, he did exactly what the Democrats do. You have to make your story harrowing. He said, oh, my people escaped the Nazis. Well, let me ask you, go back and look at the Hillary Clinton story flying in a jet and getting shot down on the tarmac, and Joe Biden, same thing. We were taking off and we were taking all kinds of fire. Thank God I took over flying the plane and managing the machine gun simultaneously while I let the women and children off safely. I mean, that's the way Joe Biden would embellish a story. He took a page right out of what the Democrats do. I ain't mad at him. Not for that. He's a scumbag. He shouldn't represent us, but he certainly represents D.C. But this is where it really gets fun. Santos, the first openly gay, non-incumbent Republican elected to the House, also faced accusations that he lied about his sexual orientation. Bang! That's the one that got me. I said, this guy checked all the boxes. He said, Goldman Sachs, Citibank. Graduate of college, you know, and I don't know who he said, but, you know, I'm a college graduate. So that means he's been properly indoctrinated. And then he talks about his Jewish heritage. In other words, I've been downtrodden. My life is not what you think. It's been for all we know, this kid is a silver spoon. He got two silver spoons coming off his butt. But what do we know? Who's really researched him? Oh, and by the way, who did research him? Mitch McConnell? I'm curious. I don't know how much money this guy got to run a campaign in New York, but he won in a Democrat district, New York 3, being a pathological liar. Way to go, George Santos Biden. I'm down for GSB. Anyway, he claims he's openly gay. So then they said they think he lied. He was married to a woman until 2020. And look, I know the game. There's a lot of dudes out there on the down low, you know, pretending to be married and then going out and hanging out with the little boy toys and doing whatever they do. But, okay, I don't care. Just tell your old lady and stop fronting, as we say. So, anyway, they say they don't think he's gay. This dude is checking off the gay card because he knows that's one of those things where the left has to sort of go, huh, well, I mean, he's not a pure Republican because he is one of us. He's been indoctrinated, and he does have the Wall Street creds, and, well, you know, I mean, he does sort of seem a little effeminate. They said he was married to a woman up until 2020. He confirmed that he was indeed married to a woman for about 5 years, but now he is a happily married gay man. Do you believe it? I don't disbelieve it. I don't believe it, because here's the thing. We don't know what to believe with him, do we? Does that remind you of anybody? When Joe Biden comes on TV and says something, or radio, or whatever, correspondence, and says, here's what we're going to do, do you believe him? Anyway, they also say he's a deadbeat tenant. He lives in Sunnyside, Queens, where they say he was ordered by a judge to pay more than $12,000 to a former landlord who claimed non-payment of several months' rent. I give you the GOP's version of AOC. Way to go, McConnell.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.